Chapter 12, The Creative Side of God. Positive Affirmation. I invite the power of creation to come and use me as a vehicle to move through. There is no limit to the creative genius that can flow to and through me. The discovery and awareness of God through creation. This chapter is about the discovery and awareness of God through creation. You can actually interchange the word God with the word creator, because God is the ultimate creator. The absolute wonder of creation awaits your invitation. It waits in perfection for you to call upon it to move through you. It's my sheer delight to steep in the trail of dust that it leaves behind in me as I create or be used for creation. As an artist, I've developed an intimate relationship with creation. Creating is not just what I do to make a living. It has helped me learn how to live. Working with my creative side has taught me a great deal about letting go and trusting. The nature of creativity is such that it draws from the unknown and manifests itself into the known. It is a gift given to us. A creative life is an adventure because you find the answers and directions directly from the source of creativity, rather than just recreating the same life day after day. By understanding the nature of creation, you can draw from your creative side. It doesn't mean you have to be an artist. You need not even be creative to enjoy the benefits of creativity. You only need to be willing to allow creativity to flow through you. Your ability to channel creativity will help in many areas of your life. It can help with problem solving and decision making. Every aspect of your life, from work to play and rest, can be enhanced by allowing creativity to use you. Working with creativity can become a way to live. You will notice that I use the word movement in this chapter. When I do, I'm talking about the creative aspect of God, which moves to and through us. The movement of God is the life force and innate intelligence within all of our creations. Creative ideas that come to us are the breath that God breathes into our bodies, minds, and soul. There is an equal opportunity in us all to tap into this endless well of creative energy. Creativity lives in everyone. Therefore, all we ever need to do is call forth this energy from within. Calling forth our creative side is about listening and watching. As we learn to get ourselves out of the way, creativity will flow with ease and clarity. In the process of setting ourselves down, we prevent our minds from tainting what is coming to us. In comparison to your mind, which is an overgrown footpath, creativity is a 14-lane highway. Your creations are the completions of God's gifts. That is the very purpose of form. It is the completion of God's expression. Most creative endeavors begin with an enlightenment, that awe, I'm going to do this or that moment. That is the nudge you're given to start moving toward creating. As you begin and sit in front of the great abyss in wonder, you might ask yourself, how am I going to do this thing that has come to my mind? The key is your willingness to start. Once you begin to create, the how and why slip away, and you might just get lost in the act of creation. What is really happening is that you're getting lost in the presence of God. For me, when I'm finished a creation, I often step back and marvel at what's in front of me. This is the pure joy of creating. At the end of a creation, you are blessed with the residual effects of energy of creation that flows through you. The trail of dust I referred to at the beginning of this chapter is what I'm speaking about here, and it's a wonderful gift. The Miracle in Mexico. During a 2-month meditation retreat in Taxco, Mexico, I had an opportunity to take a trip to see the pyramids. I was halfway into my retreat, so a break from the monotony of doing meditation nonstop was inviting to me, and I was elated. One of the pyramids we were going to see was called the Pyramid of the Sun, and it was located in an archaeological complex, Teotihuacan, northeast of Mexico City. It was huge, and the wonderful thing about it is that you could climb up to the top of it and sit there. I did just that and spent most of the day doing a solar meditation, a mantra that's based on the sun, fitting, given my location. We returned to Mexico City around 10 o'clock that night. My tour guides turned in quickly. I sat there in my bedroom by myself. I knew there was no remote chance that I was going to fall asleep anytime soon. I was energized from the day and from spending several hours sitting on top of a pyramid. I decided to just spend the night doing meditation. At about 3 a.m., the most bizarre thing happened. Like a brilliant flash, I spontaneously became aware of all sorts of information about creation and the beloved within me. That information was new to me, but it felt like a deep and ancient wisdom that had been long forgotten. I then spent the next 4 hours in awe of what just happened as my mind raced with thoughts. I could not wait to get back to the Hacienda in Taxco. The 2-hour return bus ride felt like an eternity, and when I arrived back to the retreat, I went straight to my teacher's house. Before I could say a word, he looked at me and said, "You are downloaded." I started to say, "I need to write what's in my mind," and he cut me off and replied, "Not now." Confused and overflowing with information, I again questioned my teacher when. His response is, "I would know when the time was right." This book contains some of the knowledge that was given to me during that transmission, and my next book will hold even more. I have been writing for the last 9 years. Bit by bit, the wisdom I received that night is coming back to me. Some deep truths about creation were revealed to me, and for years, I've remained quiet about what I had in my head until now. This chapter contains some of what I learned that night. Breaking down how creation comes. On the path of creation, there are no bumps in the road. When you enter God's grace, God paves the way for a smooth ride. It's you that gets in the way and creates all the bumps. One of the things I have come to understand is that you're not solely responsible for creation. Creation is God's domain. You are the completion of creation. When an idea comes into your mind, you may think that you're seeing the beginning of creation, but in truth, you're seeing the end of creation. 99% of creation happens in its formless state. The last 1% is when you complete it here in the physical. Everything has been worked out to complete your creations before you are ever given the idea to create something. In Sanskrit, the word Haranyagarbha means primal cosmic force of all creation. It describes what I've just outlined above. You are the vehicle which creation works, and because of all the work you've done before, you receive the idea to create something. All you ever need to do is surrender and allow it. Like driving, there's very little effort required by you. You start the car, push the gas, and steer. Essentially, the car does all the work. God offers its gift of creation the same way. God pours itself through you. All you need to do is rest, and God will do all the work. Allow God to be the creator as you surrender deeper into creation. This doesn't mean that you won't have to work hard in your creations. You may have to apply a great amount of effort for your creations to come to fruition. When you devote and surrender 100% of yourself to the act of creation, you fall into the silent nature of God. In the silent nature, you harness the power of God to create. The realm of impossibility completely vanishes from your mind, and you are given the ability to see a way to complete the most seemingly impossible tasks. By deeply surrendering, you don't take away from the creations that are coming through you. You become a pure and clean vessel through which things are manifested. Creation is like a beautiful dance. You just follow its lead. It knows where it wants to go. It knows every move and step that's needed for you to create what is being expressed through you. Creating with love. Love is an intricate part of creation. When you love what you're doing, your connection to God's grace is amplified. It profoundly alters your ability to make a deeper connection with God and to channel God's creative power through you. When you deeply surrender to the process, you become unlimited in your ability to create. You are no longer creating from the finite nature of your mind. You are creating from the infinite space that lies within you. Over the years, I've spent thousands of hours allowing the grace of creation to flow through me. Her silent gifts were waking me up bit by bit. That is one of the extraordinary gifts that creating offers you. It is the gift of awakening. The presence of creation has a way of guiding you into the depths of your soul. When you are witnessing creation flow through you, what you're seeing is the movable aspect of God. When you embrace your creations with love, you send a special invitation, asking God to join you in your creations. Much as love is currency in relationship, it's the same in creation. Love adds value and depth to what you create. The more love you channel into your creations, the more value they contain. It's not a monetary value that your creations contain as much as a window into God's domain. When your creations are co-created with God, the viewer can see, or for some, feel God's reflection in them. This reflection they see or feel has the power to spark awakening in them, for it can cause the viewer to become aware of their own divinity. A creation in which God has moved through you can move another. Use your creations to enliven your love and to awaken the spark of divinity sitting deep in your soul. This is how channeling creation can wake you up. The unique quality of love's expansive nature in our creations is that love/God touches people wherever they're at, and then it opens them a bit further. Love and devotion create forward motion in you and can speed up your evolution with your creative abilities. They can also push you over plateaus you find yourself entrapped in. If you find tapping into your creativity a struggle, you may have become too involved in the process. You have separated yourself from God's ability to create through you. This is an example of how you place bumps in the road that hinder the process. Creation and love have their own well-defined attributes. Alone, each one is full of depth and beauty. But when you merge them together, your co-creative abilities are exponentially increased. Without God, our creativity is limited to the finite nature of our minds and our limited experiences. With the insertion of love into your creations, you tap into the limitless nature of creation rather than trying to force creativity when you execute your creations on your own. It is natural when you first begin to create that doubt, worry, and fear arise in you. Your mind may want to track, review, judge, and criticize the things you're doing. Do not succumb to this. Abandon these ideas, for they diminish your connection with God and your ability to co-create. With the presence of God in your heart and mind, your life can be a collaborative, co-creating adventure. Ponder that for a moment. In your collaboration with God, you can create a life of endless joy and possibility. A creative life is one that never becomes redundant. The nature of creativity is about exploring and expressing. Allow creation and love to play a part in your life. By allowing this, you discover God moving through you. The truth is, God is always moving through you. The creative aspect of God is unrolling your life right in front of you, creating the ground you walk on. The direction and speed in which things are coming and changing add great entertainment along the way. You just never know what's around the corner, and how it shows up in your life is determined by you. Making your life a creation. Life itself is a creation that gives you many opportunities to do and become whatever you choose. Your life is made up of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of choices that you will make over the duration of your life. In any given moment, the choices you make set a series of events into motion. Remember, this moment is all of eternity. Everything that is backwards and forwards is included in this moment. As you deepen your consciousness, more discernment is required, for your choices will begin to impact larger and larger circles radiating out from you. By becoming aware that you are creating your life, you will be called to sharpen your focus. This will keep you pointing in the right direction. You are creating your life. It's not just landing at your feet for no reason. There are many unseen forces that come up into play as a result of the choices you make. Who you are creates a field that surrounds you. It reaches out into the world and finds what you are and draws it back to you. Once you have this knowledge, it keeps you aware of your trajectory. Wherever your consciousness lies, there's a range of different potentials that can be actualized in that space. A visit from a very interesting man. I once owned a gift store as a side business. It was an ordinary day when Tisha, my receptionist, came into my office to let me know there was a gentleman out front who had some giftware to sell me. His offer piqued my interest, so I asked her to send him back. When he entered my office, his warm presence immediately washed over me. He explained that he owned a section of the Hudson's Bay store in London, Ontario. And even though he had been out of business for a few years, he still had some inventory to get rid of. Right away, I agreed to meet with him and asked Tisha to set up a meeting with him for the next morning at a location of his choosing. As soon as he left my office, I had a feeling he was a teacher, or at very least, he's a very conscious person whom I could learn from. I couldn't wait until the next day to find out if my intuition was correct, so I excused myself from my client to catch him before he left my store. I wasn't sure how to phrase my question, so I just blurted it out. Are you a teacher? I didn't know what he was going to think, if he thought maybe I was crazy, or if my intuition was accurate. Thankfully, intuition proved to be right. Yes, I am, he responded. That's what I want to talk with you about tomorrow, and of course I'll look at your giftware. The man just smiled. The depth of peace coming from him sent me into an altered state. And the look in his eyes gave me a preview of what was going to come the next day. When I arrived to work next day, Tisha informed me that my first client for the day had canceled. I had 2 hours to meet with my guest before I had to start work. When I arrived at our agreed location, the Old Bakery Cafe in Ingersoll, he was waiting for me. I had shared the story of our first encounter with a friend who then asked if he could join us. The three of us sat down and I started the conversation with a question. Could you tell me about the beloved within? My friend and I didn't say a single word for the next 2 hours. During that time, the man talked about many things. He told us that in this moment, we are living out thousands of potentials simultaneously. Where we show up is where we place ourselves consciously. The specific potential we choose is just one of the many potential outcomes for our life. Our path is determined by where our consciousness lies. No matter what we choose, all potentials are happening simultaneously. But this information was a little much for my consciousness to grasp during our conversation that day. The concept is more scientifically explained in the double slit experiment by Dr. Fred Alan Wolf. You can find Dr. Wolf online at www.fredallenwolf.com, or you can do a YouTube search, Dr. Quantum Double Slit Experiment. When he reached the end of his talk with us, I asked him if I could meet with him again. His response was bizarre and mysterious as his appearance in my life. He said, if you need me, you'll know where to find me. If you don't, it'll be like we never met and I never existed, and you'll never see me again. After he left the cafe, my friends and I sat there looking at each other in disbelief about the conversation that had just taken place. I asked my friend, what did you think of that conversation? He replied, which part? I named a few key points from his talk. Strangely, my friend, who had been sitting right beside me hearing everything I was hearing, had missed the entire conversation. It went completely over his head, and he couldn't recall a single thing from the conversation. It was a clear message. This man was here to see me, not my friend. And it's only now that I'm beginning to understand the things that the man shared with me that day. It never made sense to me why he was telling me about our lives playing out thousands of potentials simultaneously. It does now. Our life is a gift of creation that happens by the grace and movement of the Beloved within us. The Beloved is the movable feminine aspect of God. As we create our lives, we choose which potential outcome we would like to experience. It is the Beloved in you that creates all and the many potentials available that are happening right now. The Beloved is not an outside spirit that comes to you. It's an internal presence of God living in you. The made-up reality of your ego is not godly, but your soul is made up with the eternal fabric of God. Trajectory. The ultimate meaning of free will is to choose your highest potential that lands you in a conscious life. A conscious life is one that is lived with the grace of God leading the way. Trajectory is a range of possibilities in front of you. You have many roads that you can choose to travel, ranging from difficult to joyful. The road you are on within your trajectory is based on the choices you make. As you expand your consciousness, the field of trajectory changes with that growth. The more conscious you become, the further and wider your trajectory expands, allowing your reach to encompass greater goals and affect more people. You're never stuck in your trajectory. You have the power to change it. Your trajectory changes as you become more conscious. The more conscious you become in your range of trajectory, the more likely you will be able to make a leap in your consciousness. One of the fastest ways to expand your consciousness is to make choices that embrace love and service to your fellow humans. Remember, expanding your consciousness is not a linear process. It's actually not a process at all. Your state of consciousness can go up or down anytime. When you move into a path that embraces truth, you step off the arduous road and place yourself on a more joyful one. This transition happens when your words and actions are in a place of truth and integrity. It's important to know what you are pointed at in your trajectory, for it is a preview of what's to come. Waking up to your potential. With consciousness, one awakened person can move mountains. This means you can move mountains. Yes, you. Your path is no less important nor less purposeful than another's. When I was still asleep in my life, it felt hard to make the necessary changes I needed. My definition of being asleep in your life is being a prisoner to your mind and not living your destiny. It took a great deal of willingness to heal and grow from my dramas and traumas. In my experience, there are great rewards for doing your inner work. The life I was living was much harder than the effort it took to change. I didn't know I could create my life with God. Now I have no desire for drama or anyone else's dramas and traumas. By healing my past and retracting my desire for drama, I've learned how to flow with all the things that cross my path. After acceptance and forgiveness comes love. When I let go of my struggles, a new place within me opened. By embracing love and consciousness, all the difficult things just don't matter. My only aim now is to be the love that I am, for any other life would be mundane and pointless. The creative life doesn't mean that we're required to create big things to be happy. It's actually the other way around, because you're truly content. Big things just seem to happen around you. The greatest creation you will make is your life. Use your life to awaken yourself and anyone who crosses your path. Leave nothing untouched by your love. I know now that nothing is missing or misplaced in my days. I've always had all the things I've ever needed. If things are missing in your life, it's because you intended it for it to be that way. Opening my shop. I'd been tattooing for about 10 years previously in my home. When around the year 2000, I decided to move my business into the business section of my hometown. My next step was to find a storefront. At that time, I had met an interesting doctor who was helping me. One of the things he did was teach me a course based on the book of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. The doctor had taken the course from Bob Proctor, a teacher in the United States who teaches the law of attraction. The base that he draws from is the New Thought movement, formed by a group of really great authors around the late 1800s and early 1900s. The doctor was teaching the course in his office, and it referred to the real richness you get when you co-create your life with God. I found the information interesting, so I began to use the principles he taught me. I really wanted to take my business to the next level and do something that was unheard of at the time. I opened a tattoo shop / metaphysical healing center / gift shop. I believed so deeply in the idea that I could not see how funny that must have seemed to the public, since some of the healing modalities I had in my shop were still under the radar back then. I wanted to buy a house in town that was already zoned for business, but I just could not seem to get a bank to give me the mortgage I needed to open a small business like the one I was planning. So I decided I would rent a store. This meant that I would have 2 of every bill. Since I was living paycheck to paycheck at the time, my partner thought I had lost my mind. Her opinion was valid because to open a store, I needed, say, around $10,000. I decided I was going to take a leap of faith and go for it anyways. I just knew what I was doing was right for me, so I went ahead and signed the lease, not knowing how or where I was going to get my startup funds. 3 days after signing the lease, I was in the bank renewing my mortgage on the house. During the process, the banker looked up at me and said, "Do you need any money?" I said, "Yes, I do." I said I could use about $10,000. And they said I could do that. I looked at my partner and just smiled. What I learned from the course the doctor taught me, that there is a creative force in the universe that you can draw from and co-create your life. It creates what you imagine in your thoughts, but you must expel any disbelief from your mind. Your belief needs to be so strong that you begin to practice gratitude before you even receive the thing that you want to create. I claimed my power to draw to me all the things I needed to create the new life I was going to live. When I did, the universe couldn't help but respond. The other component to the story was when the first option did not work out, I did not tuck my tail between my legs and run away. I looked for how I could make my dream work. I followed my heart even when the information it was giving me didn't seem logical. I trusted it and it didn't let me down. The creative intelligence was wiser than I was. All I had to do was listen and trust. The mind of the experiencer creates all the objects which she experiences while in the waking or dreaming state. That's from Shankara, Crest Jewel of Discrimination. You are a divine being here on earth. Know that it's your birthright to create while you're here. When you can let go of who you think you are, a glimpse of your true potential will be revealed. You are powerful beyond belief. Use this knowledge to create the most beautiful life for yourself. Know that the most beautiful creation you'll ever create is the destiny of your soul, for it's the most perfect creation that's available to you. It's already here and fully formed for you. Completing your destiny only needs your consent. Tools to help deepen your experience of this chapter. 1. Do you have any blocks with your creativity? You may be more creative than you think. Make a list of all the things in your life that require you to be creative. Try to see how creativity is already in your life. 2. Practice letting go of your mind while creating. This will help creativity flow better. 3. Think of every thought, feeling, or action you make as a creation that's making up your reality. Keep this in mind as you go about your day. Watch how the things you have your attention on move into your life. 4, take some time to look at what's in your range of trajectory. Where are you pointing? What have you put yourself in alignment with? The answer is your trajectory.